Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Mark My Words here on the Life Coach Radio Network. And today is November 2nd, 2014. I'm Mark Shaw, broadcasting live from New York City. I'm a certified life and business coach, and twice per month I host Mark My Words, which is a life coaching-oriented show where I interview various people with inspiring life stories of overcoming adversity, and I also speak with authors of great coaching-related books and programs, as well as many others who have great things to say. And I also coach people live on the air and hopefully help to change some lives. So tune in the first and third Sunday of every month. Tonight is another live coaching hour here on Mark My Words. I invite you to call in at 646-715-9397. Of course, if you'd like to be coached on a future episode, you can feel free to go to markmywordsradio.com and fill out the feedback form and just indicate your desire to be coached in the comments on the comment section of the form. As a coach, I can coach you on most anything in any area of your life around career, relationships, things in the emotional, spiritual, social, and physical areas of your life. So otherwise, feel free to dial in tonight live, and hopefully we'll have the time to get to everybody. There's already two callers in the queue, actually. So we're going to start, actually, with, let's see, it looks like we have Janelle from Blacksburg, Virginia. Janelle, how are you this evening?
Hey, Mark. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you. Good to hear from you. So
yes.
What are we helping you with tonight?
Well, I just have a lot going on in my life, and I'm trying to figure out how to fit everything in, I guess, without being overwhelmed. I've been having a lot of tension headaches every day, and I think it's kind of like subconscious, you know. I mean, I'm not consciously nervous or upset or anxious, but I think things are swirling around so much in my mind that it's hard to kind of shut it off, and it's hard to find that balance and, you know, figure out how to fit it all in, really.
Sure. So it sounds like you have a lot going on, and that moment to moment, it might not feel like a lot of that stress is on the surface, but that it might be manifesting itself sort of unconsciously through tension, headaches, and otherwise. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I think that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How stressful would you say the things going on are? On the average, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being really mild, not at all stressful, and 10 being like pulling your hair out, ready to just bang your head against the wall and throw a fit.
Well, some things are, I'd say, more like, you know, low on the scale because they're really going well and I'm enjoying them, like 1 or 2. And then there's other parts that are, you know, more like, I'd say, like 8 or 9. Just a lot of different things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So some of them really, really rank way up there. And you know, what you're experiencing too is really common, Janelle. Too. I mean, we're under more and more stress these days. You know, economically, that of course makes a huge impact on our lives, and gives us a big stressor. And you know, having to do so much more with so much less. Stress-related illnesses, of course, are on the rise. And so you're in good company there. So
good to know.
So tell me, if you were to have a really great result from this conversation, from this coaching conversation, what would that result be?
I think maybe some strategies, I guess, of how to manage the subconscious stress, because that's what's making it. I mean, I know I have, in my conscious mind, I have all these things going on. I've got my work, 9 to 5. I'm an office manager, but I'm also, I happen to be in a training program for coaching. And so there's a lot of that stuff going on. And then I'm very involved in my church. I lead a ministry, and I do some teaching there. And then I'm trying to write a couple books, and just my life at home, you know, keeping the house cleaned and spending time with my husband. And so a lot of things are really good. And then, you know, we have some financial issues we're dealing with too, and that's the high stressor. I guess I really need, what the result would be, you know, maybe some really good strategies of dealing with the anxiety, and it's even subconscious anxiety. It's not like I'm even aware of it. And
tell me a little bit about what you could. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish that up. I kind of have to.
Oh, I was just gonna how to manage it all and
how to manage it all.
Not be overwhelmed.
Okay. Yeah. So clarify something for me a little bit, Janelle. You mentioned several times the subconscious stress.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit more about what you mean when you refer to subconscious stress.
It's like when I'm just going through my normal day, I feel pretty peaceful and happy, and I don't feel anxious or nervous or worried, I guess, about anything. I'm not like experiencing fretfulness or nervousness like that. It's just I'll realize as the day goes on that I'm getting this headache, and it's coming from clenching my jaw, which I do at night as well. And so then I find in the last couple of weeks I've just been like all day trying to fight that and relax my jaw, you know, and it's so that's what I mean by subconsciously, like this thing is happening in my body without me aware of it until it's already happened. And it's really gotten it's really gotten bad lately.
Okay. So at a conscious level, right, you feel like you're dealing with the stress okay, but then there's evidence that unconsciously you're not, because you're clenching your jaw. So and it sounds like what you're saying is that you're clenching your jaw all day and don't realize it until the evening, or do you start clenching it in the evening? Or are you even aware? Do you even know?
Well, it starts in the day. I'll go to work and I'll be fine. I won't have a headache. And I get to work and I start my day. And I gradually, sometime in the morning now, I start to realize, oh my gosh, I've got the headache again. And then the rest of the day, I'm actually consciously trying to relax my jaw. And it's like I don't have any control over it. It's really weird.
So how often do you actually become aware of it during the day?
How often?
Yeah.
Well, lately it's been pretty much all day long, pretty constant, yeah.
And then how successful would you say you are at relaxing it when that happens?
The last couple of days I was fairly successful. I was able to, I just was basically massaging my jaw and then trying to consciously make my muscles relax. So I wasn't really dealing with what was causing it, but physically I was able to release it a little bit. And then I took some Motrin too. I was probably about maybe 50% successful.
Okay.
Just kind of
great.
Dealing with it that way.
Right. So being conscious of it, taking a break, consciously
mm-hmm.
drawing your attention to your draw, releasing the tension.
Yeah.
Deep breathing, I presume, is part of that, or no?
Yeah, I've done a little bit of that. Probably should do more. Maybe more of that.
How does your jaw feel right now?
Right now,
it's
pretty good right now. I've rested a lot this weekend, relaxed a lot, so right now it's good.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. I mean, I can
what
feel a little bit. But...
Yeah. So you say you're rested and you relaxed a lot this weekend. What do you do to rest and relax?
Sleep in, for one thing. I am not
okay.
a morning person, so sleeping in is really good for me. And we drove around yesterday looking at cars with me and my husband. We're looking to buy one. And so that was fun. And so just kind of hanging out with him. Usually I have a lot of stuff going on the weekends, but this weekend I just really didn't plan much, and so I just stayed home and relaxing in the evening, watching some TV,
mm-hmm.
a glass of wine in the evening. Today, again, I just kind of slept in, hung around at home, and I had to go out for one meeting, but that was it, so not being real
mm-hmm.
busy. And not doing a lot.
So it sounds like you take time out and downtime.
Yeah, well, I did this weekend, and that helped. A lot of the next two weekends, I won't. And I think it does really help, definitely, to take
yeah.
time out.
So
do nothing.
Yeah, and you probably don't need a full day of that either, but I'm just wondering... since that seems to be an effective strategy, how might you be able to create some timeout points throughout your day, even if it's just for, 5 to 10 minutes, to just, take a break and relax your jaw, tune into how tense it is, relax it with some deep breathing through your nose, centering meditation, and just really just turning your attention to your jaw and having it relax.
Yeah.
And there's various different methods that you can use for relaxation, which I could refer you to as well, some of which I'm sure you're already familiar with. But what if you were to, how effective do you think it might be? What difference do you think it might make if you were able to do that, say, 2 or 3 times throughout the day for just a few minutes?
Oh, I think that would really be really helpful, definitely. Sitting in a chair in front of a computer all day, it gets to be difficult, So I do
mm-hmm.
try. My office is very close to a walking trail in Blacksburg. It's really pretty. And I'll
mm-hmm.
go and walk, at lunchtime if the weather's agreeable. And that really helps me. So, yeah, I think
mm-hmm.
maybe doing
great.
That more often. Somebody recently said, I think it was my doctor said, my massage therapist is the one. She said every 30 minutes I need to get up and walk around and stretch. So I need, that would help, like you're saying, take some breaks more often.
Sure.
And just get away from the computer and
mm-hmm.
let my jaw relax.
Yeah. How reasonable is it for you to be able to do that every 30 minutes?
Pretty reasonable. I mean, there's probably going to be some times that it'll be maybe an hour, depending on what I'm doing. But my office is pretty relaxed, and what I do is pretty flexible. Like, I can work on things at my own pace.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's meetings, I have to be in that. But yeah, it's pretty reasonable. I could probably do it at least every hour,
mm-hmm.
if not every half hour. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then certainly, I mean, if I can make some recommendations on some things to relax your jaw too that you can do physically during those breaks, And as many folks know, you know, I sing in a chorus in rehearsals every week. We do vocal warm-ups and, well, not even just vocal warm-ups, but body warm-ups, too, to get our mouths and our throats and our jaws prepared for singing for the next 3 hours, right? Because that could be really enormously tension-producing. So some of the things that we do involve stretching the neck, because that's, of course, connected to your jaw muscle. So, in fact, even if you could do this right now as I'm talking, just, you know, sitting up straight, just look up and just stretch your neck out as much as you can, and then come back to center, and then tip your head to the side, like kind of like you're going to touch your shoulder to your ear, and then feel the stretch in the opposite side of your neck. And then just try to stretch it a little bit more. Be gentle. What you can do, are you going to the left? Are you going to the left or the right right now?
I'm going to the right.
Going to the right. Okay, so with your right hand, kind of help pull your head over, but very gently, because you don't want to hurt yourself, but take your right hand, put it like above your left ear, so it's kind of coming over your head, and then to above your left ear, and then use your hand to pull your right ear closer to your right shoulder, but very gently. You want to feel a little bit of resistance, but not like a big stretch, all right?
Okay.
And just slowly do that. Feel that muscle elongating, right? And then you go back to center.
Okay.
And and then do the same thing the other direction. And then back to center. And then stretch the back of your neck by turning your head the one remaining direction we haven't done yet, which is stretch your chin to your chest. So that's one thing that you can do. You can do a couple of sets of those, two or three sets of those. And what else do we do? Of course, if my choral director is listening right now and he's going, what else do you do? How can you not know that? What else do we do? Because I'm often late and I miss the warm-up. That's why. but let's see. So there's also... oh, shoulder rolls. That's it. So shoulder rolls, you know, rolling your shoulders forward and then backward. And then also neck rolls, where you start with, again, as if you're going to touch your left ear to your left shoulder, and then roll your head forward like you're going to touch your chin to your chest, and then over to the other side. So now it's your right ear to your right shoulder again. And then back and forth a few times. Don't do it backwards, because when you're doing head rolls, you don't want to go backwards, because that can cause stress on your neck that you don't want to cause. And then the other is to move your bottom jaw around. Open, open your mouth as wide as you can. Stick your tongue out. Might look a little silly, so you might want to be private when you're doing it. and then kind of, you know, offset your bite to the right and then to the left. You know, offset your bottom teeth to your top teeth, right and left. And that can stretch those out, as well as massaging right where your two jaw bones come together in the back corner of your mouth, where your jaw hooks on, right? Massaging that. If you were to do that for 3 or 4 minutes, every half an hour to an hour, what difference might that make for you, do you think?
Oh, I think that'll make a big difference.
I think it
really will. It'll stop it from getting, like, so bad that I can't even function, you know?
Definitely. And you also said that you go for massage. You said you're a massage therapist? Excellent.
I can only do that once a month, but it really does help. She's awesome. But she worked my shoulders really good last time. This is weird. She worked my shoulders really good, and I came home and afterwards my jaw was like really real. I could feel the muscles in my jaw relaxing from her working my shoulders.
Of course.
Which was really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all connected, right? So, and you know, you might even want to invest, perhaps. How would you feel about investing in one of those, like, shiatsu shoulder massagers, you know, that you can actually lay the back of your neck on, and it goes pretty deep?
They're
You know, you get, well, Sharper Image is probably the most expensive, but, you know, they're certainly under under $300.
Wow.
And that could be, you know, something that's pretty useful, too.
That would be great.
Yeah. So, as well as massaging your own shoulders and neck, too, with your own hands. And, of course, that's what husbands are for as well, so.
Yes. Yes, that's true. That is true. Put them to work.
Now, what I'm curious about, because that, of course, addresses the symptoms, but then, of course, there's the cause. And you talked about there's all the things that are going on underneath that are causing some of that. Can we look at that just a little bit?
Sure.
So what would you say is the biggest contributor to your stress levels?
Probably right now, just we're dealing with a big financial issue, and just kind of thinking through the process is I know we're going to end up okay, but it's just the process that we're walking through, the things that we have to do between now and when it's over. is what's bothering me.
So let me ask you this, because, you know, one thing that when I always discuss this with clients is that the culprit is usually not the events in our lives. It's our thoughts and feelings about the events in our lives. So if you were to tell me, what would you think, when you're dealing with the financial stresses and anything that's related to that, right, what are some of the thoughts that go through your mind when those things are up in front of you?
Good question. Just, I guess, a lot of times just, how to, you know, just to the getting the bills paid, and are we going to have enough? I guess that's really the thing. It's like, are we going to have enough to, you know, to...
Okay.
I mean,
so
I know we're going to make
what
it.
What I think I hear behind that, tell me how accurate this is not so much the question of will we have enough, but almost the thought is the statement, oh, my God, we might not have enough. How truthful is that?
Yeah. I think when I really allow myself to think about the what-ifs, even though I try not to because that doesn't really accomplish anything, but, you know, when I look, I try not to really look at the whole situation because, yeah, that thought is like, oh, my God, we could, you know, we could lose everything or we might not have enough. When I really take a step back and really look at it, I'm like, no, we're not gonna, it's not gonna be that bad. But I think you're right. I think there is like this core, like, oh, and I try to just kind of ignore it and not think about it.
So when you are thinking about that and that thought comes into your head, what emotions does that generate?
Sometimes it's fear. A lot of times it's like this feeling of sort of underlying dread that I always have around finances. Because I'm, you know, we're both nearing retirement age, you know, so it's like, you know, that's kind of underlying that too. Like, so what happens if the worst happens and then we don't have time to, you know, well, what are we going to do when we aren't working anymore? So
if the worst happens, what's the worst?
The worst would be we would lose our home and have to kind of start over. I don't think that'll happen, but Okay. And I really, the worst that would happen is we'd end up living in my dad's house, so we wouldn't be homeless. So,
uh-huh. Okay.
You know, but still, okay. You don't want to, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I think once you're past your 20s, living with either of your parents is not an attractive option, is it?
Right.
For them or for us, I'm sure.
Yeah.
For them either. So, So, you know, it's, well, let me ask you this. So you're thinking, you know, oh, my God, I might not be able to pay the bills one day. We're going to lose the house and, you know, and we're close to retirement age. And that makes you start feeling fearful and anxious, right? What's the action that you then take based on thinking and feeling that? What is it that you do?
Not much really, other than what the we have a lawyer that's advising us. Try to
One thing you do is you clench your jaw.
Yeah, I do clench my jaw. It's true.
Right?
Yes.
What you also said earlier is that you try not to think about it. And trying not to think about it usually means suppressing it. It doesn't mean letting it go in a healthy way. It usually means suppressing it. And when we suppress emotions, things happen like tension headaches and other things. Right?
Right. Yeah.
So it makes total sense to me that if you're thinking, oh, my God, we could lose the house, what if the worst happens, and that you're feeling anxious, that you would try to avoid thinking about it, and you would end up manifesting that physically through clenched jaw, which ultimately leads to tension headaches. It makes perfect sense if those are the thoughts and feelings that you're having, that that's what's happening to you, right?
Yeah.
So if you were able to have a new set of thoughts around your financial situation, how much of a difference would that make for you?
I think it would be a huge difference.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So what's a more empowering set of thoughts you can have around your financial situation than, oh, my God, what if the worst happens and we lose the house?
Mm-hmm.
What's a more empowering set of thoughts?
It's gonna all work out. We will come through this together, and probably have learned a lot through it. And we still have our health, and we still have our jobs, and we will just keep on going, no matter what happens. We'll still be alive and living, and you know, and really, even if we did lose things, they're just things. So when I was, you know, the most empowering thought, of course, would be we won't lose our house and everything will be fine. I just don't know how it's going to work out. So that's what I'm hoping for, of course.
So if you let me also just say this then too, you know, what we focus on is what grows. So you can focus on the possibility of losing the house, or you can focus on the possibility of keeping the house. That's totally within your control. If you're driving and the car goes off the road and you lose control over it, and you're focused on a telephone pole that you don't want to hit, you're probably more likely to hit the pole than if you focus on the space between the telephone poles.
Right.
Right.
That is true.
So that's one of the things that I always teach in the coach training program, and I work with my clients. I always focus on what we do want, not on what we don't want. Right.
Right.
So
right.
It's not about knowing what's going to happen when we say, you know, we're going to keep the house and we're going to be fine. It's not about knowing that and predicting it, because you know what? Saying, well, we might not keep the house. Both of those are true. You might and you might not.
Right.
You get to choose which one to focus on. So that's a great new thought then, right?
Yeah.
Everything's going to be fun.
Yep.
We're going to make it through this. We've got the ability to make it happen. We're in this together, right? So if you were thinking that in those moments, how would you feel?
I'd feel hopeful and peace and you know, just lighter and yeah.
So you feel some joy, you feel peaceful, you feel lighter.
Yeah.
Great. And then how would what you do change at that point? What would you do differently than you might be doing now in those moments?
I would probably not be clinching the jaw.
How might you even approach your day differently?
Well, that wouldn't really be weighing on my mind, so I think I would just approach my day with a lot more energy and happiness. You know, just
what difference would that make on the tension headaches?
I think it'd make a huge difference. You know, be focused on my day ahead instead of problems looming in the distance.
So great. So what's your biggest takeaway from this little exercise?
The biggest takeaway is, like you said, you know, what I focus on is what I create. So focus on the positive things that will come out of it and that will be okay. And to take those breaks during the day and just make sure I have some downtime and relaxation time and
excellent.
Yeah, and spend some time kind of meditating and centering. I think that's going to be a big just plus for me.
Sure.
Yeah.
Excellent. And I'd like to recommend two books to you as well, Janelle. One is Money Is My Friend by Phil Laut, Laut. Great book. And the other one is by David Bach. He's a financial guru, kind of like Susie Orman. And he's written the Finish Rich series, Smart Women Finish Rich, Smart Couples Finish Rich, The Finish Rich Workbook. He's got a whole series. So you look them up and see which one speaks to you, the Smart Women or the Smart Couples one. And he's got some amazing stuff about paying down debt, turning debt into wealth, saving, and you know, those sorts of strategies. So I recommend both of those to you as well. There might be some really great insights in there for you.
Well, awesome. Who wrote the Smart Finish Rich?
David Bach, B-A-C-H.
David Bach. Okay.
Yeah, he's been on some of the talk shows and stuff, so he's one of those celebrity financial people.
Oh, cool.
So, great.
Okay.
Great.
Awesome.
Well, Janelle, thank you so much for the call.
Well, thank you. It's been great.
You're welcome.
I wish you
the best of luck. Great. Good.
Thank
I'm glad to hear that. And I wish you the best of luck with it. And certainly, stay in touch and let me know how you're doing. And need any other resources, let me know. Just send me an email and be happy to do what I can.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Janelle. Thanks for the call. Best of luck.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So, a lot of us are having financial worries today. You know, it's a pretty normal concern, and I'm sure many of you listening are in similar boats. And, you know, whether you're far from retirement or close to retirement, it's also never too late to start planning for your financial future. So hopefully Janelle's call inspired you to think a little bit differently about your financial situation and maybe just do something a little differently than you might be doing now to relieve some of that stress. And I also hope some of those stress reduction techniques and the stretching and stuff is helpful. So the number to call if you'd like to talk to us live here on Mark My Words is 646-716-9397. That number is also on top of the at the top of the screen if you're where you're logged in listening to the show tonight. We're going to take a short break right now while I announce some great stuff that's available to you as a Mark My Words listener from our sponsor, Audible.com. so mark my words, is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have more than 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you might be listening to mark my words on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which you heard at the top of the show, is audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. You'll get a free audiobook and a 1-month trial of the service. So you want to take advantage of that. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. There's some really great titles actually that relate directly to tonight's topic that are available on Audible. So one is, one is called Miracles Now, 108 Life-Changing Tools for Less Stress, More Flow, and Finding Your True Purpose by Gabrielle Bernstein. And it is narrated by Ms. Bernstein herself. What does the excerpt say? It says, let's be real for a second. Most of us don't have time for an hour of yoga or 30 minutes of meditation every day. We're overwhelmed as it is. Our spiritual practice shouldn't add to that. That's why she's handpicked 108 simple techniques to combat your most common problems: stress, burnout, frustration, jealousy, resentment, the stuff we have to deal with on a daily basis. This audiobook is designed so you can achieve peace and experience miracles now. Inspired by some of the greatest spiritual teaching, Miracles Now uses practical moment-to-moment tools to help you eliminate blocks and live with more ease. So, and actually this next book relates to our next caller, who I see is waiting in the queue with an issue about weight loss. And this book is called What Are You Hungry For? The Chopra Solution to Permanent Weight Loss, Well-Being, and Lightness of Soul by, of course, the one and the only Deepak Chopra, narrated by Deepak himself. What do you crave? For many of us, sugary treats, fatty meals, high-calorie snacks are impossible to resist. And yet reaching the bottom of the biscuit tin rarely leaves us feeling satisfied. What if we're actually hungry for something much more fulfilling? In this groundbreaking new book, best-selling author and endocrinologist Deepak Chopra unites scientific and alternative therapy research to reveal how our overeating is often a symptom of inner starvation, a hunger for love, self-esteem, happiness, and security. So again, the number to call in, 646-716-9397. And we're going to go ahead to our second caller waiting in the queue right now. And that is Lucy, who I believe is calling in from Toronto, Canada. Lucy, welcome to Mark My Words.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. What can I help you with this evening, Lucy?
Well, I wanted to talk about health and weight loss. I've always gone up and down with my weight. So whenever, you know, I found that it was, you know, it got a little bit out of hand or I didn't like how I was feeling, I immediately, you know, got on track and, you know, did what I had to do, diet, exercise, the whole shebang. And, you know, I would get to, you know, a great weight, something I felt comfortable with. And then it's like cyclical. It happens over and over and over. And now what I'm finding is, you know, I was in a relationship and it got really comfortable. And, you know, like most people, when they're in a comfortable relationship, they start to pack on the pounds, right? And it gets, you know, more, it's just more fun to hang out with your partner as opposed to, you know, going to the gym. And So I'm at the state again where, okay, I have to do something about it, but I find myself really stuck. I can't get into that frame of mind where I can do something about it like I used to in the past.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. So, it's another very common challenge, right? So many of us are fighting that battle of the bulge, and it could be a real challenge that's wrought with all kinds of things. Our self-esteem gets involved, and it can be very, very difficult. So what you're going through is also normal and common. Tell me a little bit, Lucy, about what you've done in the past that's worked.
What I did in the past that worked was I've circled around this, and I think first and foremost was actually deciding that I was going to do something about it, deciding on what route I was going to take in regards to, you know, meal planning or diet or whatever you want to call it. It was simply deciding to do something about it and just deciding on a course of action, and also, you know, moving a lot more and working out a lot more and deciding that that was what I was going to do.
Okay. So great. So it sounds like when you put your mind to something, you make up your mind and you do it. You get it done in very, very reliably.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So great. What is it, Lucy, that's preventing you from making that decision now?
I think it's a little bit of, you know, that phrase paralysis by analysis.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's a little bit of what's going on right now. You know, instead of just simply deciding on a course of action, deciding, you know, that I am going to do what it takes, I have, you know, about 10 books on the go and I haven't decided which one, you know, which program I want to use. Or, you know, I have DVDs and I have my treadmill and, you know, I have my alarm set in the morning and to work out. And, you know, anything else that could pop up that needs to be, you know, attended to, I would rather deal with that stuff. So it's actually a combination of two things. I'm not deciding, and, you know, I'm prepping a little bit too much instead of actually just doing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Good awareness. Good awareness. You seem to know yourself pretty well.
I try.
Good. So let me ask you this. If you were to just kind of like get over yourself for a minute, if I could use that expression, and pick something that you know would be effective, what would it be?
In regards to what I should be eating, I know that, you know, protein and
actually,
vegetables.
Let's reframe that word should.
Okay.
What
based
can you
on
say
instead
of what I
in
should
the past,
be eating? Mm-hmm.
Based on what I've seen in the past, what's worked for me has been, you know, upping protein, upping vegetables in regards to, you know, what works best in regards to eating. And then in regards to moving, simply moving and
uh-huh.
and weight training and a little bit of cardio.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the protein, vegetables, and a little bit of cardio, the weight training.
Yes.
Okay. How much is a little bit of cardio and a little bit of weight training?
A mixture of the both, so about an hour.
Okay. Okay. And what do you tend to find yourself eating instead of protein and vegetables?
What I find myself doing is jamming my schedule so jam-packed with all these different things that I'm doing that I'm not taking the time to properly plan my meals and to, you know, prep, because preparation is key. And so to prep, you know, the night before. So what I'm doing is I'm actually eating on the go a lot.
Right. So you're probably choosing high fatty, high sugar foods.
Yeah. I don't make the best decisions all the time. I do try to incorporate a little something good here and there, but it's not all the time.
Mm-hmm. So, may I ask, how many pounds would you like to lose? Let me rephrase that. How many pounds would you, No, I'm going to ask a different question. Because
okay.
the thing about talking about losing weight, just energetically what happens is when we lose something, what do we want to do? We want to get it back. We want to find
it
again.
Yeah.
Right? So just, you know, energetically talking about losing weight, I think sets us up for getting it back again. And because everybody knows when you lose a few pounds, you know, a couple of months later, they return, and they usually bring some friends with them.
It's like white hairs.
Right, exactly. You pull them out, three more appear in their place, right? So,
So
rather than asking you how much you want to lose, let me ask it this way. What would be the ideal weight you'd like to achieve?
And, you know, that's a really good question, and thank you for asking that. Mm-hmm. What I think I want to achieve most of all, even, you know, I think more than achieving a healthy weight, is not being on this cycle of, okay, you know, I'm going to do something about it now, and then it gets there, and then I'm good for a while, and then, you know, I get back on the pattern of gaining it back again. I think what I want most is making it a lifelong habit and not just a short-term process.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
I think that's
okay.
What I want most.
Wonderful. So then let me ask you this. What might be, tell me about a lifelong habit you have now that's been working for you all your life. It might not be related necessarily to, you know, your diet or anything, but just anything in your life that's a lifelong habit that you've established.
Oh, a lifelong habit. Being very tidy and purging. I purge stuff from my place at least three to four times a year, you know. In fact, I even did it today, where I purged a lot of stuff that I don't use anymore, I don't like anymore, you know, just doesn't serve me. I do that, and that's how my home can stay so tidy, is
mm-hmm.
because I am constantly purging, and I do make it a habit of, and I've done that ever since I was, you know, very young.
Uh-huh. Great. What enables you to sustain that behavior? What about you?
What about me? Well, I do like, you know, a tidy home, and I do make it a point to just make it happen, you know, really just block out anything or anyone and just stay at home and do it until it gets done and really just feel amazing once it's all done.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. So how similar is that to the feeling you have when your body is in the shape that you want it to be in?
It's actually very similar.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting. I'm seeing two things here. One is I'm seeing a parallel and an opportunity. The parallel I'm seeing is where periodically you purge everything so that it's all clean and neat and tidy again, right? And it sounds like that's how you live in terms of taking care of your body. It's for a period of time you do it, right? And then it kind of goes away, it stops, and then you tidy it all up again and start again, and that's your sort of cleansing, right? You're cleaning. And then you're okay for a while, and then it has to be redone, right? So I see a parallel with this cyclical thing that you're talking about with your weight and taking care of yourself and what you're doing with keeping your home neat and tidy. The opportunity that I'm seeing in it, interestingly enough, though, too, is can maybe exploit that parallel. And what would it be like if you were able to somehow link the reevaluating your diet and exercise routine as frequently as you clean and reorganize your home to kind of get back on the wagon if you've fallen off and make some adjustments, you know, noticing, for example, that you may have started slipping from a working out routine and slipping from eating, and now's the time to get back to it. What if you use those as the same check-in points? What difference might that make for you?
Oh my gosh, I've never thought of it that way. That's amazing. That would be
okay. What do you?
Well, first the observation is amazing because that is just something that it never really occurred to me. So it does make sense that they're parallel. It, you know, in regards to the home and the weight and whatnot. And yeah, it makes so much more sense now that you mention it like that, because I do it so frequently in my home, and it would be a good reminder for me to, you know, check in with myself and, you know, what I'm eating and how I'm feeling and just basically, you know, my lifestyle. It's almost like when the clock turns back, or when the time changes, you know, it's a prompter to remind you to change the batteries in your smoke alarm, right? It would be the
exactly
same thing. Yeah.
Yes. Great.
Yeah. So great. That is awesome. Yeah.
Cool. And so how often would that be then?
I would say that would be every 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Great. Great. So how do you feel about doing that every 3 months and really just seeing your routine of taking care of yourself as something that's requires maintenance and adjusting? You know, we go to the dentist every 6 months for a cleaning, right? We change the batteries in our alarm, like you said, and our smoke alarm periodically, right? We clean our home. We do spring cleaning, which it sounds like for you is every 3 months instead of just in the spring, and that really serves you well. And the same thing with looking at, you know, we tune up our cars periodically, we change the oil, and, you know, maybe sometimes it's about looking at how am I taking care of myself and what have I neglected? What have I started slipping into patterns with that they're not too far gone yet, but it's time to just kick myself back on. I don't want to say kick myself, that sounds so catabolic, but there's an opportunity for me to make an adjustment and to course correct.
Yeah, that sounds so reasonable to do.
Yeah, because then you're not beating yourself up for having slipped within those 3 months, because it's normal, as opposed to, oh, man, I just can't feed this thing on it, damn it. And then we feel guilty, and then, you know, we go to McDonald's.
Yeah. Well, right now it's easier to do it that way as opposed to, you know, like not being happy with the situation for a long time, because then you're so far in. That it's so hard to
say
really...
that again, but say that from the I instead of from your. So
okay.
Far.
Okay. Thank you. It makes more sense to do it that way because, excuse me, when I'm so far down a pattern that I don't like, or, you know, or as I'm feeling right now, I'm not feeling happy about myself or comfortable about myself or even sexy. So it's easier to check in with myself every 3 months as opposed to waiting, you know, for such a long period of time, because then it's so much harder to do something about it from that where I am right now as opposed to every 3 months.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And, you know, and can I make a recommendation as well?
Yes, please.
So first of all, I love your insight into that. I feel this like shift in your energy around this, which is really great. So congratulations for that. That's some really great work. And some things that I have looked at myself that I've really found to be very beneficial just in taking better care of myself, particularly around the eating, is there's a book by David Zinczenko, who is the editor-in-chief of Men's Health Magazine. He's written a whole series of books based on what he calls the ABS diet, A-B-S, the ABS diet. And it's really not a diet. It's actually a way of eating, and it's quite sustainable. And I have found tremendous benefit from it when I worked that a little bit. And it was great because he focuses on what to add into your diet. He doesn't talk about what to cut out, because he knows that when you add the healthy stuff, you just cut out the other stuff. It just kind of crowds itself out. But your focus is on how to add certain of what he calls the power foods into each meal, just adding one or two of them. And, you know, which might be like nuts, okay, are known as a power food. And he's got recipes for like a breaded chicken cutlet, but instead of breading it with breadcrumbs, you bread it with crushed walnuts, you know, and it's crunchy and bready. And right, and he's got all of these amazing recipes for adding the power foods and meals that take you, you know, 15 minutes to prepare, too. So I highly recommend his Abs Diet series. Again, he's written several of them, so you might want to see which one speaks to you, but you'll find them if you look for them online. The other thing, too, is one of the things that's very hard to fight is cravings for white flour and sugar, which are two things that keep weight around our waist. That's very, very difficult to fight the cravings. And, of course, the food industry knows that, and the food industry knows that by layering fat and sugar in just the right amounts, we will become physically addicted to it. The food industry calls it the craveability factor. That's their nice name for addictive properties. And so they've got us addicted so that we buy more of their stuff, right? So
yeah.
Knowing that, USANA Health, USANA, USANA Health, they've actually created a cleanse, and I'm not making an endorsement here for any monetary purposes. It's just something that I've used that I have found to be very helpful. USANA Health, you know, USANA.com, they have a product called Reset, R-E-S-E-T, Reset, and it's a cleanse that is very easy to do that cuts sugar and white flour cravings, so that you can get the edge up on making healthier choices and not slipping into eating sugar, white flour, again, the things that we get addicted to that then put weight on us. So that might be something that can really help give you a competitive edge over this as well. It's a 5-day cleanse, and it's wonderful and quite easy to do. So if you can't find it, email me, let me know. I can resuggest all these to you via email. The other thing, too, is on the exercise end, I did an interview with a gentleman named Joe Massey, who's a weight and fitness trainer, health and wellness expert. So if you go to markmywordsradio.com and look at the archived episodes and find the one where I interviewed Joe Massey, it was called something like, title was something like, Help, I Know I Should Take Better Care of My Body, But I Don't.
Right.
Joe's got some really good suggestions for just moving a little bit every day. So you might want to give that a listen. So.
Awesome. Thank you for all these suggestions.
Great. So you're welcome. What's the biggest insight you got from our little coaching today?
I would say how a lot of the things, I got a number of insights, but a lot of the things we do are similar to each other. And, you know, it was very, very, very revealing and very insightful, you know, when you talked about how taking care of my home and taking care of my body, like it's the same kind of pattern. They were parallel, right? So that was very insightful. And also how getting a coach to point these things out to you is very helpful if you're feeling stuck and you don't need to stay stuck for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Those are my two biggest insights. Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, great. Well, Lucy, also stay in touch. Let me know how you're doing. And great work tonight. Good for you. Great insights. So congratulations. And I really admire the desire you have to take as good care of yourself as you know you can.
Thank you, Mark. I really appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time.
Oh, certainly. You're very welcome. Take care, Lucy.
You too. Thanks.
So, great. Another common issue, weight loss. So many of us are fighting that battle of the bulge. So I'm hoping that folks listening out there have learned something and gotten some insights of their own through my conversation with Lucy. So before we close for the night here on Mark My Words, I just want to announce some of the upcoming shows that are happening here on the Life Coach Radio Network, hosted by my awesome colleagues here on the Life Coach Radio Network's team of talented and dedicated coaches, all dedicated to making your life just a little bit more of what you want it. So, of course, my next show will be on November 16th, and you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Life Coach Radio Network. Scroll through the upcoming episodes till you find the next episode of Mark My Words, and click on the blue reminder button, and that way you won't miss it. The next two shows coming up on Life Coach Radio Network. First is tomorrow night at 8 p.m., Universal Talks with Life Coach Monica Ortiz. The title of her show tomorrow, again, that's tomorrow at 8, is Rocking Relationships, How to Keep the Love and Passion Alive. And she says, tune in. It's the sex talk. So Universe Talks with Monica Ortiz applies the wisdom of the universal principles to show you how to manifest a happy and successful life. No religious slant, only effective advice on how to make on how to take your life to the next level and increase your happiness, good health, and success. Monica's helped thousands of people develop stronger relationships, finish degrees, open businesses, pursue their passions, and improve their sense of fulfillment and happiness. And then secondly, on Tuesday at 8 p.m. is reconnecting with your team of angels with New You City Chat with Danielle Mercurio. Again, that's Tuesday at 8. So for those of you who grew up believing in angels, which many of us did, we know that we have our guardian protector or that angelic person giving insight popped up on our shoulder like in the cartoons. But we often forget. Angels truly are here to give us guidance and clarity as we move through our lives. It's too often ignored or not taken seriously. So in this broadcast, Danielle brings on a guest, Brianna Rose, and together they're going to describe their experiences in this regard and how you actually have a whole team working with you, and you can see the signs and understand the messages. And they're going to even give what's known as a live angel card reading for any of their listeners. So allow yourself to be immersed and touched by the angelic realm during this divine episode. So, great. Well, great show tonight. I really thank both Janelle and Lucy for calling. And again, I hope that you were all inspired by that, and as I certainly was. So that wraps it up for tonight, and I invite you to mark your words if you'd like. If you have feedback about the show, go to markmywordsradio.com and scroll down to the feedback link. If you have feedback that you'd like to communicate to the Life Coach Radio Network, visit us at www.blogtalkradio.com/Life Coach Radio Network. And then click the follow button and send us a message. Hope you enjoyed the past hour. You found it engaging, enlightening, and stimulating. I look forward to speaking with you all again on November 16th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you for listening to Mark My Words. I'm Mark, and those are my words. Good night.